This is Biotechnica, and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
A hearty welcome to all of you in yet another enlightening episode of Voice of Biotechnica podcast from the house of your very own bioresource, Biotechnica. And today, we talk about the hottest topic all around, CRISPR. Making scientific headlines for the past few years, all I can say about CRISPR technology is that it is no less than a revolution bestowed upon mankind. It is by far the most efficient and accurate method to edit a cell's genome. CRISPR technology uses very specific DNA scissors, which can be an invaluable tool for correcting genetic mutations that cause deadly diseases like HIV, cystic fibrosis, and cancer, just to name a few. CRISPR can actually work wonders. On one hand, it opens up a myriad of new avenues for gene engineering, and on the other, it could bring frightening ethical challenges into healthcare in the future. Allow me to take you through some amazing creativities which are possible through CRISPR technology, the best part of which is that they are very own nature's tools. So what is this all about? CRISPR, an integral part of the bacterial defense system, are made up of short palindromic DNA sequences that are repeated along the CRISPR molecule and are regularly spaced. Present between these sequences are spacers, which are foreign DNA sequences from organisms that have previously attacked the bacteria. Bacteria produce enzymes to fight off the constant assault from viruses. Whenever an invading virus is killed by the bacterial enzymes, the viral DNA is processed into little pieces, which is then stored in those CRISPR spaces between the repeats, thus serving as a genetic memory. It is like a molecular most wanted gallery, having records of all the enemies the microbe has encountered throughout its short life. You may wonder, why is it only present only in bacteria? It is because of the oldest war on earth, bacteria versus virus, even worse than Game of Thrones. The cleverest part of this technology is that bacteria use the genetic information stored in these CRISPR spaces to fend off future attacks. In case there is a new infection, the CRISPR sequence undergoes transcription, including the spacers and Cas genes, creating a single-stranded RNA called as CRISPR RNA, which contains copies of that invading viral DNA sequence in its spaces. When these CRISPR RNAs come across a virus, they see if the virus's genome matches to that of the stored information. And if there is a match, the Cas9 enzyme starts cleaving the virus's DNA to destroy the targeted viral material and thus neutralize this threat. The trick is to make use of this CRISPR-Cas9 system's recognition of very specific DNA sequences and apply it for several purposes. Instead of viral DNA as spacers, scientists just use their own specific gene of interest. So if any gene sequence is known, it can act just like a spacer for the system and guide the Cas9 protein to a DNA matching sequence. CRISPR-Cas9 makes it easy, cheap, and fast to move genes around, literally any genes, in any living organism from bacteria to humans. So what can CRISPR be used for? Just so many things. According to food scientist and editor-in-chief of the newly established CRISPR journal, Rudolf Barrenechea, CRISPR-Cas9 is just like a word processing software. It is like correcting genetic typos. You can remove or replace a wrong gene just how you would correct a misspelled word, or even add an entire sentence or cut out an entire paragraph. CRISPR-Cas9 system allows researchers to perform gene knockout, gene insertions or knock-ins, DNA-free gene editing, which is using only RNA or protein components, and also transient gene silencing. One of CRISPR's biggest advantages is that it can work on every living entity. That kind of power makes Jennifer Doudna, the world-famous scientist behind CRISPR, feel like she has opened Pandora's box. At the most basic level, CRISPR can knock out individual genes and see which traits are affected accordingly, making it much easier for researchers to figure out what different genes in different organisms are present actually. Although we have had a complete map of the human genome since 2003, we don't really know all those gene functions yet. CRISPR can aid in speeding up the genome screening, and genetics research could advance massively as a result. The most interesting fact is that CRISPR is actually a pretty broad term. Scientists have discovered that there are numerous CRISPRs, not just one. So when people talk about CRISPR, they actually refer to the CRISPR-Cas9 system. In recent years, researchers like Feng Zhang have found other type of CRISPR proteins as well, which also work as gene editors. Cas13, for example, can edit RNA. The real fun and potentially the real risks can arise using CRISPRs to edit various plants and animals. That is what a recent paper in Nature Biotechnology by Barangu and Doudna talks about, in which a flurry of potential future applications of CRISPRs is listed. Let's first talk about CRISPR uses in agriculture. Editing crops to be tastier, more nutritious, or even better survivors of heat and stress. Since an early time, it was realized that this technology can be put to use in crops to improve their traits such as yield, plant architecture, plant aesthetics, and disease tolerance. Wang and team from Syngenta Biotechnology, China, have been editing rice genome for designing several CRISPR guide RNAs and have successfully deleted fragments of the dense and erect panicle gene in an indica rice line. Yupeng Cai, leading a team of researchers in the Chinese Academy of Agricultural Sciences, also used the CRISPR-Cas9 system to induce mutations on an integrator in the photoperiod flowering pathway of soybean. The modified soybean plants showed late flowering, resulting in increased vegetative size. Moreover, the mutation was also found to be stably integrated in the flowering generation. A research team led by Shouwei Tian in Beijing, key laboratory of vegetable germplasm improvement, used CRISPR-Cas9 to target the phytoene desaturase in watermelon to achieve the albino phenotype. Through CRISPR-Cas9, researchers from the Chinese Academy of Agricultural Sciences and National Center for Citrus Variety Improvement and Southwest University have developed citrus plants resistant to a serious disease of citrus, that is citrus canker, caused by Xanthomonas citri. Here, CRISPR is used to target the promoter of the gene which promotes canker development in citrus. Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory, in collaboration with various other research institutes, achieved mutations in tomatoes flowering suppressor gene to manipulate photoperiod response, which resulted in a rapid flowering and enhanced the growth habit of field tomatoes, thus having a quick burst of flower production and early yield. CRISPR has been successfully used to solve a range of food-related concerns for both consumers and growers, such as reduced gluten wheat that could be tolerated by those with sensitivities, better wine quality grapes by protecting it from a powdery mildew that interferes with its sugar levels, melanin-free mushrooms to avoid those undesirable brown spots, soybeans lower in unhealthy fats, coffee that is naturally decaffeinated, and even protecting the global chocolate supply. For instance, the popular candy maker Mars is behind an effort to boost the cocoa plant's ability in order to resist a virus which is ravaging the West Africa's crops. Scientists were also able to fine-tune the branching of tomatoes by lowering the activity of certain genes. Korean scientists are working to see if CRISPR could help bananas survive a deadly fungal disease. How many of you love peanut butter but cannot have it as you are allergic to them? Well, CRISPR can also potentially be used to snip out the allergens in peanuts as well. Gene editing is relatively easy for those with proper training and basic lab facilities, and not tightly controlled by a few companies. Hence, it might allow developing nations to grow drought-free corn or nutrient-enriched vegetables without buying expensive seeds from large multinational firms. It saves time for growers trying to methodically cross generations of plant species to eventually get the desired trait. CRISPR helps to cut off years from that process. Some researchers have shown that CRISPR can even create hornless dairy cows, which are a huge advance for animal welfare. Major companies like Monsanto and DuPont have recently begun licensing CRISPR technology, hoping to develop valuable new crop varieties. This technique may not entirely replace traditional GMO techniques, which aim at transplanting genes from one organism to another, but CRISPR can definitely allow scientists to identify genes for certain traits and also to insert these desired traits into crops more precisely than traditional breeding, which is a much messier way of swapping in genes. However, successfully breeding new varieties could still take years of testing, according to Pamela Ronald, a plant geneticist at the University of California, Davis. Now, coming to the CRISPR uses in medicine. Researchers are now using CRISPR-Cas9 to edit the human genome and trying to knock out genetic diseases like hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, as shown in the new Nature paper. Using it on mutations that cause Huntington diseases or cystic fibrosis are also looked at, as well as treating breast and ovarian cancers by targeting it on the BRCA1 and 2 mutations are also talked about. However, these have only been tested on cells in the lab. It will be a while to overcome few hurdles before anyone starts the clinical trials on actual humans. One of the hurdles is that Cas9 enzymes can occasionally misfire and edit DNA in unexpected places, which might lead to cancer or even create new diseases in human cells. CRISPR's ability to wreak havoc on DNA has been seriously underestimated, as rightly said by geneticist Alan Bradley of England's Wellcome Sanger Institute. Although there have been major advances in improving CRISPR precision and reducing these off-target effects, still scientists are urging caution on human testing. There is still plenty of challenging work left to be done on the delivery of these editing molecules to particular cells as well. Scientists around the world are already using this rapidly emerging technique as gene editing tools in several of their projects. Several global research and development companies, for example Columbia University Medical Center and University of Iowa, scientists have used CRISPR to repair a genetic mutation causing retinitis pigmentosa, which is an inherited condition causing the retina to degrade and leading to blindness in at least 1.5 million cases worldwide. CRISPR's use in gene editing is just the tip of the iceberg. CRISPR can be used as a tool to even turn genes on and off. Stanley Key, working at Stanford University, found a way to mess up the working of these DNA scissors, actually blunting them, and thus creating a dead version of Cas9 that can't cut anything at all. The CRISPR's Cas9 system has been adapted to generate technologies called CRISPR-I, stands for CRISPR interference, and CRISPR-A, that is CRISPR activation, or even to tune their activity over a 1000-fold range. These utilize those nucleus deactivated Cas9 or the dead Cas9 that instead of generating a DSB targets the genomic regions, resulting in RNA directed transcriptional control. CRISPR-I utilizes dCas9 that complexes with guide RNA to target the promoter regions for transcriptional repression or knockdown of the gene, whereas CRISPR-A uses dCas9 fused to different transcriptional activation domains to direct them to promoter regions by special guide RNAs that recruit additional transcriptional activation domains to upregulate the expression of the target gene. So now, instead of a precise set of scissors which just cuts a specific gene, we also have a precise delivery system which can also control a specific gene. So basically, it not only acts as an editor but can also act as a controller of a very tiny entity from outside. Genius and scary as well, isn't it? There also is an option to use Cas9 for live in vivo fluorescent imaging of cells, especially chromosome dynamics. Several Cas9 modifications can be quite impactful, like Cas9 can be made less toxic in stem cells, HTR can be increased with comparison to NHEJ, and specificity can be increased to the point that single nucleotide differences can be discriminated. Recently, there was a breakthrough in this technology with the use of a CRISPR that is capable of breaking RNA. This RNA version of CRISPR, which is based on a certain enzyme known as C2C2, was developed by researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT. Researchers could influence gene activity as well as the production of protein in the body by manipulating the RNA. This not only allows them to effectively turn the process up or down, it also allows them to switch it on and off without affecting the genetic code stored in the RNA. Now, better forms of treatment can be developed for targeting specific malignancies in the body, such as Huntington's disease. A newer CRISPR tool named Sherlock can detect tiny amounts of viruses also. It is a new diagnostic system that can detect attomolar levels of viruses in a sample and also distinguish Zika from its very close relative dengue. This exquisitely sensitive and specific tool exploits a variation of CRISPR and promises to help detect diseases that other diagnostics miss, and it's simple and cheap to use. About 3.2 billion people, nearly half of the world's population, are at risk of malaria, according to the World Health Organization estimates. Hence, it is overtly important to fight and prevent the disease by fighting off its primary transmitter, the infected mosquitoes. Therefore, scientists have used CRISPR to create mosquitoes that are almost entirely resistant to the parasite that causes malaria. A segment of mosquito DNA was removed, and during the repairing of the genome, it was tricked into getting replaced with a specially engineered DNA construct. CRISPR is the ultimate weapon against cancer, which occurs when cells refuse to die and keep multiplying in various places in our bodies while hiding from our immune system. With CRISPR, our immune cells can be edited to improve them against cancer cells and to help them kill these malevolent entities in time. Getting rid of cancer could mean just an injection in the future. Amazing, isn't it? Recently, there was a miraculous incident. As a last resort to save a girl suffering from lymphoblastic leukemia, doctors had decided to use gene editing technologies where they altered the T cells of a donor so that they can effectively locate and kill leukemia cells without attacking the patient's organs. They had actually used another method, TALEN, but in any case, it turned out to be a huge success. Duchenne's muscular dystrophy is caused by a mutation which prevents the body to produce a critical protein in the development of muscle tissue, the dystrophin protein. Patients with this syndrome lose the ability to walk at a very early age and often die from respiratory complications or heart failure. Thankfully, this syndrome is retraceable to one specific gene mutation of a gene. Thus, scientists are experimenting with the use of CRISPR in finding an effective treatment and has also been successfully treating in mice models. Definitely looks quite promising. CRISPR has been used in University of California for studies in gene therapy as well. They were able to correct mutations associated with the genetic disease beta thalassemia by creating induced pluripotent stem cells from the patients. The team corrected mutations in the human hemoglobin beta gene, HBB, in patient iPSCs, resulting in gene-corrected iPSCs with restored expression of the HBB gene, which can be used for gene therapy. CRISPR also has potential to make algae produce sustainable energy. I guess I have been able to point out the potential medical uses of CRISPR fairly well, from curing genetic diseases and perhaps even remove vulnerability to other illnesses like HIV. It could even make cancers unable to attack the cells they would normally affect. As we all know, bacteria evolve continuously and gains resistance to antibiotics. There is a desperate requirement for effective antibiotics, but it's difficult and costly to develop fresh antibiotics for deadly infections. But CRISPR-Cas9 systems may be used to eradicate certain bacteria more precisely than ever. While other researchers are working on CRISPR systems to target viruses such as HIV and herpes. An astounding use of CRISPR in an unnerving concept called as the gene drive, which are used to modify not just a single organism, but an entire species. So how is this that it works? When any organism mates, there's a 50-50 chance that it will pass on a particular gene to its offspring. But using CRISPR, these odds can be altered so that there is a nearly 100% chance that a particular gene gets passed on. Thus, it will ensure that an altered gene propagates throughout an entire population. Through this technique, mosquitoes can be genetically modified to produce only male offsprings and then use gene drive to push that trait through an entire population. Over time, this could wipe out an entire population of malaria-spreading mosquitoes. So what can CRISPR do tomorrow? Where could CRISPR get us in the future? Maybe boosting human intelligence, or maybe editing humans? With eradication of diseases, are we close to designing perfectly healthy humans? Or maybe with identifying and cutting out an aging gene, are we going to have eternal youth and live for 200 to 300 years? It seems that CRISPR could mean the ultimate solution to cure HIV and ultimately AIDS, as scientists have used it to cut HIV cells out of the living cells of patients. CRISPR-Cas9 could also develop new age drugs, meaning a revolution for the pharmaceutical industry. A $300 million joint venture has been recently announced by the company Bayer AG and startup CRISPR Therapeutics for developing CRISPR-based drugs to treat heart disease, blood disorder, and blindness. Who knows, it may be possible to treat cancer or AIDS through a pill or an injection in just a couple of decades. You may also expect arrival of superplants like jasmine blossoming the whole year or harvesting seasonal fruits all year long. In the era of smartphones, smart homes, smart cars, and artificial intelligence, it seems to be a smart idea to try to boost the intelligence of actual people as well. We might also one day use CRISPR to create designer babies to maybe select for athleticism or superior intelligence or maybe a talent. It's not entirely far-fetched. However, researchers aren't even close to being able to do this. According to Doudna, the reality is that we don't even understand the human genome well, how genes interact, which genes give rise to certain traits. She, however, believes that it will change over time. Another intriguing question is, can CRISPR be used to grow tails in humans? It would be hard, but not totally unimaginable. Just that we are unaware of which genes are actually involved in the development of a tail. If the disappearance of the tail is required for normal development, and if the presence of a tail would affect other aspects of development. CRISPR has become a fast-moving field that even Jennifer Doudna herself finds it difficult to keep up with the updates. CRISPR is also helping geneticist George Church and his team to put mammoth DNA into elephant cells, with the end goal of creating some sort of mammoth-like elephant, bringing back a version of a completely extinct species. Scientists at Columbia University Medical Center have created the world's smallest step recorder out of E. coli. The state-of-the-art recording device is from modified pieces of DNA called plasmids. Through CRISPR, it can not only record their interactions with the environment, but also timestamps the events. Very recently, a researcher in China, He Jiankui, used the CRISPR-Cas9 system to modify the genes of twin girls so that they are born with a deletion in the CCR5 gene, thus conferring resistance to HIV infection. Those two became the first human beings being born with genetic modifications that were directed by human beings. So basically, humans have started to direct their own evolution. In her book named A Crack in Creation, Jennifer Doudna talks about CRISPR's monumental discovery and describes its power to reshape the future of all life and warns of its use. Thanks to its startling and unprecedented discovery, the dreams of genetic manipulation have become a stark reality now. The hardest part, though, is moving from the theoretical potential to actual real practical applications, that is, moving them into a clinical setting. Though it is an Herculean task, there's a lot of motivation both on the part of academic scientists and as well as companies in figuring out the steps to make it possible. The increase in the number of scientific publications about CRISPR is a direct measure of the fact that CRISPR has been democratized. Three public companies, CRISPR Therapeutics AG, Editas Medicine Inc., and Intellia Therapeutics Inc., have seen their shares skyrocket over the past few years, even before an actual clinical trial. It is even forecasted by Citi analysts that the global market for CRISPR technologies may even reach up to $10 billion by 2025. CRISPR technology slides almost frictionlessly into our modern culture, attracting swarms of investors to bring genetically engineered creations to market. As a relatively very young technique, it has already received a lot of attention in recent years due to its range of applications, including biological research, breeding and development of agricultural crops and animals, and human health application. Wheat is rendered invulnerable to killer fungi like powdery mildew, hinting at using engineered staple crops. CRISPR has been used to alter the DNA of yeast so that it consumes plant matter and excretes ethanol, promising an end to reliance on petrochemicals. Several startups devoted to CRISPR have been launched. CRISPR R&D have spun up in international pharmaceutical and agricultural companies. CRISPR makes you see either a gleaming world of the future or a Nobel medallion or maybe dollar signs. Depends on what kind of person you are. Yes, CRISPR is revolutionary. And like all revolutions, it's perilous. It could make the long-thought idea of designer babies, invasive mutants, species-specific bioweapons, and a dozen other apocalyptic sci-fi tropes come true, allowing genetics researchers to conjure everything anyone has ever worried they would. CRISPR brings with it all new rules for the actual practice of research in life sciences. Thousands of scientists are working on CRISPR, but all of them will not be as cautious. And as Doudna's postdoc Martin Ginnick quotes, "You can't stop science from progressing. Science is what it is." I totally agree. Science gives people power, and power is unpredictable. With those thoughts in mind, I conclude today's podcast. Do reach out to us with your valuable suggestions, comments, and feedbacks. Thank you all for your time.